This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So you see me holding this rope. This rope goes out this door. Now use your imagination with me. It never ends. It keeps going out this door, all the way down these streets, until it gets to the Atlantic Ocean, and it keeps going into the ocean, and then it gets off the earth and it goes into space. And if you could follow it, you would never find an end. It just keeps going and going and going. It has no end. This rope represents your existence, a timeline of your existence, okay? No end. This red part of the rope represents your time on earth. What you do in this short period of time determines the rest of eternity. It just keeps going and going and going. What you do in this short period of time determines where you go for all eternity. And what happens is that most people, they focus on the red part only. And they work their whole life because they want to take a vacation here. Or they want to retire here. Or they want to have enough money to move to Florida or whatever plan they have here. And they ignore all this, the rest of all of this. And the wise person is the one who invests his time here in the red part, so they can enjoy all eternity in that Jannah. And the truth is, this is what your life is about. It's all about time. And the minute, this is dramatic, but the minute you're born, you start dying. As we're sitting here, we're dying, but slowly. Every second, you move closer and closer to your death. A slow death. The minute you're born, you start having a slow death. So it's all about how we use this time, so we can go to the good end for all eternity. And how is your time used? No matter how long you live, one third of your life is spent asleep. 11 years, this is on average, 11 years of your life are spent at work. And two of those 11 years are at meetings at work, for those who hate meetings. You will spend 6 months of your life waiting in line at the airport, in line to pay for something at the grocery store. You're waiting in line for 6 months out of your entire life. 5 months of your life you will spend complaining about service at a restaurant, about whatever. Just 5 months complaining. You will spend 20 weeks of your life on hold. You call the company, or your friend said, hold on 1 second, and you're listening to elevator music. 20 weeks straight on hold. You will spend 3 years inside your car. If you live in New York, 4 years. You will spend 3.5 years, estimate, eating. You will spend 3 years brushing your teeth and sitting on the toilet. Not at the same time, of course. This is how your life is passing. One study said men spend about 43 minutes a day staring at women. And not halal staring, that kind of staring. That amounts to 1 year of your life staring at women. 1 year. You have to explain to Allah, 1 year of this. And for women, 6 months of their life staring at men. And this is how our life is being spent. Do you know how much time we will spend on average on the 5 daily prayers? Guess. In your whole life, how much do you spend in the 5 daily prayers? Not Taraweeh included.
5 years?
2 years?
Estimate 1 year. About 1 year. What a shame, wallahi, that we're going to meet Allah Azza wa Jalla with 3 years in the bathroom and 1 year of salah. The only way that I know of to take back your life, and if you know another way, share it with me. The only way to take back your life is with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. You're on hold for 20 weeks of your life, I'm gonna make a pact with myself. Every time someone says, can you please hold? I'm going to start saying, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you say subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times, there will be no one on the Day of Judgment who has done anything better than you, except the one who said it more. I said this in the class one time, an old man came to me, he said, my father, rahimahullah, used to say it 10,000 times every single day. 100 times. Do you know how long it takes to say subhanAllah bihamdihi 100 times? at normal speed, which is what the speed is supposed to be, normal speed. You find some people making the speed now and you don't know what they're saying. After the salah, so to say subhanAllah bihamdihi at 100 times at normal speed, it takes you from 2 minutes 15 seconds to 2 minutes 30 seconds. That's it. And if I'm going to be on hold for 20 weeks, and every time I'm on hold, I'm going to say subhanAllah bihamdihi, when the 20 weeks are done, when my life is over, I would have said subhanAllah bihamdihi 8,064,000 times. The only way to take back your life is through dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every time I'm standing in line, I'm making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of complaining, I'm making dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I shortened my time in the bathroom, I rush out. Some of the early scholars, they were so time conscious. One of the scholars used to always break his bread before eating it. And they asked him, why do you always break it into small pieces before eating it? And he said, I noticed the difference between just taking big chunks of bread and breaking it up is making dhikr of Allah 40 times. This is how they looked at their time. So, yesterday we spoke about building houses in a Jannah. Today we're talking about also planting trees in a Jannah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he ascended up to the heavens, he met Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, who was the only prophet who said, أَقْرِئْ أُمَّتَكَ السَّلَامِ, to give us a salam. And then he said, tell them that the land of Al-Jannah is very fertile. And to grow trees in Al-Jannah, you say, SubhanAllah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, Wa La Ilaha Illallah. In any order, the scholars say. And every time you say it, a tree is planted for you. So what are you doing now? You're building homes, palaces in Al-Jannah, and you're also planting trees for these palaces. Gardens, thick, dense gardens, magnificent trees of Jannah. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La Ilaha Illallah. You want to take back your life? It's with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment will not be wasted. You're in the bus, make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's this device that helps in making dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. It's just like the subha, but it's electronic. Inconspicuous, you don't have to show off and you can put it in your pocket. Wherever you are, make dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla with this. You will be surprised that you will be at an event or you'll be with brothers having dinner and just inconspicuously in your pocket making dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. At the end of the dinner, you take it out and you see that you mentioned Allah azza wa jalla 10,000 times, 12,000 times, 7,000 times. Your any car trip, car ride, any bus ride, you look at it and suddenly you've got 4,000, 5,000 and you can spend your entire day like this. So we don't want to go on for long. But I brought 100 of those, and that's all. That's not enough for everyone in the room. So what we're going to do is we're going to pass it for it in priority. First, second, third row, if there's enough, alhamdulillah, we can go beyond that. And the sisters also, it's first and second row priority. And it's going to be one per person, I apologize. And I also apologize, there's going to be a condition for this gift. The condition is, if you don't want to use it, if you're not going to use it like click like crazy all day, give it back, give it to someone else in the masjid. Alright? So you have to use it continuously. Alright? And if you don't believe you should use it or what have you, then just don't take one. Let someone else benefit from it. But that's how we can take our life back. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said. That la yazalu lisanaka ratban bi dhikrillah. That your tongue will always remain moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anyone else has any better idea of how to take back your life, please see me after the salah. Otherwise, let's keep making dhikr of Allah. And by the way, this is available here in New York. I saw it last year. It's $2.50 each one. It's worth it. The ones I'm passing out cost only 40 cents each in Malaysia, but it's $2.50 Spanish. It's okay, right? It's worth the dhikr. So with that, I stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us in constantly making dhikr of us. Wallahi, we want to be those people, don't we? My grandfather, rahimahullah, he said he saw this Pakistani man, this old man. And in his sleep, he was making dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. In his sleep, he's making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time. And I know that when you hear a story like this, you want to be one of those people, true or false. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to assist us in making mention of him. And if you mention Allah azza wa jalla, the greatest thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His greatness, mentions you. وَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُونَ Allah azza wa jalla, in His greatness, will mention you. What more incentive do we need? We don't want to think of all the time. جزاكم الله خيرا. صلى الله وبارك على محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.